off the SBK playlist, Guru and Gangstar, Mass Appeal. No way you'll never make it. Come with the weak. One of the weirdest in-studio guests I ever had was Jeru the Damager. Not that he was weird, it was just weird that I had him in, because many people have not heard of him.
He is weird.
He was out there. Super nice guy, though. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them, it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. No, was it DJ Premier and Gangstar? Strong. All right, so Spanish is on our line right now, and we're going to talk about the Apple a Day Bachelor Auction that we're putting together for May. We reach out to you and to business partners, and we want to raise as much money as possible, not for us, but for kids with cancer so that they can get iPads.
We might have too much money this year with the way things are looking.
Good. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't help us. Last year, we did a bachelor auction. We did it on Mike's show, and we did a concert after dinner.
Journey, right?
Journey concert. Dinner was at
Fleming's?
Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't remember. And, it was a fun night. Could have been a great night, but my date got a little tipsy, got a little pukey.
You got to control your date, man.
This year, I don't think I'll have to worry about it if my front runner wins. I think she...
You don't know how she parties.
Oh, I'd like to find out.
Remember all the pictures that surfaced from last year where it was just you looking at your phone the whole night and we're trying to figure out why your date ran away?
Yeah. Yeah. So this year, we're looking to do something a little different. And this year...
I mean, the whole show's involved this year. Last year, it was just you and the Calta show. This year, it's our show and their show.
A lot of bachelors being auctioned, and even non-bachelors being auctioned as bachelors. So we're trying to find some middle ground where we can do something that everybody wants to do.
Well, I mean, I thought we found that idea yesterday when I met with the Calta show.
And that idea was?
That idea was dinner.
Yep.
And painting with a twist, which it was Spanish's idea. He pitched it to Mike. Mike loved it.
Right.
And then I said, all right, cool.
But we would rather maybe do dinner, painting with a twist, and then the Penthouse Club.
But you aren't a fan of painting with a twist.
Look, I'm not crazy about the idea, but it's a new experience. And at my ripened old age, I'm always up for new experiences.
You know, in Spanish, he's an executive producer now, so maybe he could sell you on painting with a twist.
Why don't you give it a try, little twerp?
Wow, that's how we're starting? good to speak with you too, Drew, and Mr. Bravo Show.
What's up, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing... Oh, I can't hear him. Please
don't do this. Please do not do this. Oh, God damn it.
So how is everything? You doing all right? I haven't seen you in a while.
Good. No, I'm good, man. I miss you. So, that's another thing. I'm hoping to see you this Friday at Maloney's for Purple Toddler.
No, you will see me. It's on my way home. I will absolutely... I can tell you with 100% certainty that I will be there on my way home from work tomorrow.
I feel like I can see your face right now, and I'm not on Bone TV. And it's one of those, yes, your mouth is saying yes, but your eyes are saying not a chance in hell.
Every part of me is committing to being there tomorrow. I'm going to drive right by the place. I promise you I will be there with everything that I have.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you there.
No, I'm not showing up. But no, I'm just kidding. No, I will. But okay, so let's talk about the important issue here.
Yes.
And that is this bachelor auction. Now, last year, you weren't there. I had to struggle without someone I consider a life support system for me.
Yes, I agree.
Not to say anything bad about someone who was there, but suffice it to say, you're always a good time. And, well, this person was not. So this year we want to do something special. Maybe we do dinner. Now, is painting with a twist, is that your idea?
Painting with a twist is my idea, and it's a fantastic idea.
Sell me on this idea, executive producer of the Mike Calta Show.
First of all, my very first thought is, we're auctioning off ourselves off for women, so why not do something that women like? They like to drink wine. Most women like to paint. But really, it's about the experience of painting a twist. We're all going to be able to chat with each other, really get to know each other, and paint some beautiful art on some canvases as well. And then hopefully from there, we'll get to see and touch some BHs, maybe.
Okay. I like where this is headed. I'm fine with painting with a twist. I have no problem with that. Like Spanish said, it's good socialization with our dates.
I feel like you don't like painting with a twist. Something
I've never done it before, and at my age, I hate everything that I've never done. Like, I am naturally predisposed to hating things. If I feel like I've done everything good, so if I haven't done it, it probably sucks. So I have to overcome that. So once I overcome that, it's a good idea.
Well, wasn't he the one really trashing Painting with a Twist?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I love you, man. I just said if the Dove was doing an event like this with Ann Kelly, we'd probably be going to Painting with a Twist.
Can we email her? Her email's still down.
And I said if Spanish is bringing it up, I know he likes to have a good time. He wouldn't bring up something that wasn't a good time.
We trust your fun radar.
Yeah, well, I mean, John, what would you suggest? It's such a bad idea.
It's not that I think it's a bad idea. I just, especially
I mean,
coming
you basically
from,
in a roundabout way said,
especially coming
Ann
from
Kelly's
you,
gonna do it.
I'm just saying, coming from you, you know, kind of the party guy who likes to have a lot of fun.
I
expect something a little more adventurous than painting and drinking wine.
I mean, what I really want to do, we can't do. I'm pretty sure as a station, we can't sponsor something that I would like to do, which is do a lot of illicit drugs and go to some type of bondage festival.
Sure.
So I don't know. I figured Painting with a Twist was a nice, comfortable in-between. We can drink.
Personally, I would love your idea better, but like for a general consumption night where we don't really know our dates too well, I think that Painting with a Twist is a good start. Now, can we... Since we will acquiesce, that is it. John, are you fine with us conceding Painting with a Twist?
I feel very uncomfortable that I somehow have a say in the first place. But yes, I will. If it's Painting with a Twist, I will go there and have the greatest time of my life.
Now, okay. Now, Spanish, you did pitch Painting with a Twist, and Mike Calta loved it. He shut it down right there that that's what we're going to do. So I think not only is John saying that it was a bad idea from you, he's also saying that Mike Calta is horrible at picking things that are fun.
That's what I'm getting out of this.
I got to tell you, there really is like a sense of John not only is judging me, but he's judging the way the Mike Calta show picks events and bits to do. I mean, I don't understand why you're hating so hard on Have you ever done Painting with a Twist?
I said this to Seth earlier when he was setting all this up, because he did. He said, you guys are the fun, you know, you guys are the ones that are always doing crazy stuff and partying, and we're the more laid back show. So just to hear that the idea is Painting with a Twist, which is something that I think of middle-aged women doing, not us when we're going out.
Oh, damn.
Not something that we would do when we're going out trying to kind of rage a little bit.
Yeah. Hence the Ann Kelly comment. I get it. I see what you're doing there.
I mean, you also like to party. I mean, wouldn't you appreciate something that was maybe a little more rowdy, a little more fun?
Like I said, I mean, I'm open to suggestions, John. If you have a suggestion, feel free to throw it on out, and that would be fantastic. But, we're going to be drinking at – Drew, are you going to be drinking when we do this, or are you not drinking?
I haven't yet, but I have decided that for special occasions I will allow myself a dispensation. So there's a good chance that I might indeed be imbibing on this momentous occasion.
You should dispensate with us on Painting with a Twist and get super weird.
You ready? You ready? I will if we can go to Penthouse Club afterwards.
I am totally down with going to Penthouse Club. Either Penthouse Club or, like Mike suggested, someplace a little dirtier so we can, get extra weird. Which, like I said,
you can't get weird with the BHs. You can just look at them. Let's not live under the assumption that we're going to get weird with the BHs. It's just a bunch of people looking at BH.
It's like the legal way of cheating is to see a BH in the distance legally at some type of club. You know, everybody wins there.
Well, you can't see it that good. You got to squint, you know. Watch your cell phone light.
And then it's looking back at you.
listen, I did not come on this show to get pooped on, all right? I'm trying to just tell you guys that the Painting with a Twist is not a terrible idea. We're open to suggestions. But I think once you guys, settle into the idea that we're going to be sitting next to each other, close quarters with paints, with alcohol and with smiles, it's going to be fantastic.
All right, I'm down with that.
Spanish, can you work on convincing Mike that maybe we should go to the Penthouse Club after Painting with a Twist? Because I think that's what everybody on this show wants to do.
Because let me sell it to you like this, okay? I've been to Penthouse Club many times, and I've been to the Pony a bunch of times. The Penthouse Club, it's a party in there. We hardly even look at the girls. We're all carrying on in VIP. They treat us awesomely. Not that they don't treat us well at Pink Pony, but they pretty much don't know who we are there. We don't go there a lot. When you go there, the girls are all sitting on one side of the room. They're all texting, doing whatever they're doing. They're not partying with the real, they're just waiting for some schmo to pay $500 so they can take them in the VIP room. Penthouse Club's a huge party. Am I right?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And what I'm sensing and what makes me the happiest is I think all of us are pretty in the mood to party for this bachelorette thing. So that makes me happy. I think no matter what we choose, really what we need to do is we need to get our pregame situation in order. Because if we can get our pregame situation in order, no matter what we do after that, it's going to be fantastic.
I agree with that. Last time we set the evening off right pre-partying, my date downed a bottle of tequila before we even left the parking lot. And she was in it. She was definitely in it to win it.
She did her part.
She certainly did. Oh, my God.
Spanish, so you think that you could convince Mike that we could possibly have a BH-free evening?
Not necessarily BH-free. No. If he needs BH, I'll take him to the pony myself. I would just like for the general meeting area to be penthouse. So we party at penthouse, and then I'll drive Mike down to the damn pink pony so we can look at BH if I have to.
You listen, I appreciate the fact that you think I have any sway in Mike's opinion whatsoever, but the truth is that I don't. So I will talk to him, and I will put my best face on for that conversation,
right,
and I will report back to you after he shoots it down.
Couldn't ask for anything more, man. I appreciate you calling us, and I'm looking forward to this night. I can't wait for it. We have some really big things in store, like the karaoke contest as well. I love the symbiotic relationship between the two shows, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night.
Dude, I love you guys. You guys have a good rest of the day. Thank you very much for having me on. See you tomorrow night.
All right, sure will. He thinks I'm joking about tomorrow night. I'm not.
I'll be there too.
727-579-1025.
Mike Calta was listening.
I know. He tweeted listening to Spanish on I get it. If you ask me, would you rather go to a strip club where they show BH or not? I'd probably say BH.
I just don't see why you can't take one night off of BHs in the name of charity.
That's exactly it. Sacrifice the BH for those iPads that we're giving those poor kids.
I mean, doesn't it just seem on paper that Painting with a Twist is the most un-Mike Calta show thing ever?
No. He's calling out Spanish now.
No, now he's gone.
I said the same thing to him. I wouldn't
say it's the most un-Mike Calta show thing
you
ever.
You should give it a try. I trust that Spanish knows a good time.
Yeah. I think there are a couple of things that are the most, you know.
Listen, if it was up to us, we would all be sitting in whoever has the biggest living room on this show watching TV for the whole evening. So
that sounds fun. I don't throw out all the other ideas and go with this. One of the young ladies who won last year, I think she was not Galvin's. She might have been Mike State. She said dinner, painting, strip club, thumbs up. And she is someone who will spend discretionary income on a date with one of us schlubs.
Well, you're pretty much already spoken for at this point.
Well, unless somebody's willing to go deep. I get a young lady who is willing to go deeper than I would on me. And she gets me for the night, whatever she wants. She showed up to our Lady Jane's appearance today, all the way from Sarasota.
Well, good. You can just take the next 2 months off then, and you don't have to worry about how much you're going to go for. Meanwhile, every night I'm going, man, I hope I go for more than $50.
I'm
going
to try to drive my price down so that my girl doesn't have to spend too much money, you know?
There's not like a Dave and Buster's or anything around here, is there? Like,
because that's a lot more adult. Well, it actually is.
Well, you want to go to Celebration Station?
I'm just something like that. Like maybe
you want some tokens?
Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I don't know.
If you get 500,000 tokens, you get a crazy straw.
Like, it just seems like Painting with a Twist. Like, you can't, I don't know. I feel like I'll be being judged there. Like, isn't there going to be other people there that are just there for a casual night of painting?
But they're not. They're all there for the same cause.
Not necessarily.
It's like when you're growing up and you see somebody else in Kmart that you know. They're like, you shop at Kmart. And you're like, you shop at Kmart.
Yeah, I don't think Dolly's going to be there grading any of our work at the end of the class.
I just feel like we'll be being judged by all the other...
I'm going to go for surrealism. I'm going to go for a nice melting watch like Salvador Dali. That's gonna be great. I thought you meant Dolly Parton at first. I was like, why? How is she a partner?
Old Sal. I appreciate that John, who is the newest member of the show,
right,
and the newest member of radio between us and the Calta show, who is speaking out against an idea that the morning show approved.
I've also said multiple times my opinion means nothing, and I fully understand that. So,
but we enjoy when you share it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Heather Kool-Aid said, I just tuned in. Painting with a Twist is actually very fun. And Penthouse, can I please come? Sure. As long as you're the high bidder on one of us bachelors.
Now, I don't want
go for John.
I don't want us to separate it after Painting with a Twist, where one show goes to the pony, the other show goes to the Penthouse Club.
Right. I want everybody to go to the same place.
Let's just say I was really pitching that we go get donuts at Mini Donut Factory. So there's before or after the strip club, and that got shot down, too. So
are we all going to be looking at the same BH? I mean, how's that work?
I think so.
Okay.
I got something. This is a wild card.
Oh boy!
What? So how soon after the actual bidding will the event be?
We were looking, I think, in the middle of June to maybe have this happen.
Yeah, so we do the bidding in May, and then we do the event in June.
Okay.
Why? What are you thinking?
Well, there's no way to plan this properly, but I'm saying, what if the Lightning are in the playoffs by then and there's a playoff game going on that night?
Well, we're not going to be able to get to the play. Are you saying, like, we take the night off and go to, like, what are you saying?
Let's have dinner on the ice.
So, John, you're
Chase
saying.
Chase Club, all of us.
So you're saying we should get, like, 10 playoff tickets?
Because we have a budget.
Oh, yeah. I figured you guys were in like that.
Not for the playoffs. Like, we're lucky if we get to
Yeah, like, one or two of us can
get
in.
Right. Like, I might be able to get me and my date, and we wouldn't have Chase Club.
You got me in once.
Well, it wasn't a playoff game, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I got you in a playoff
game. It was a first round. Oh, okay. Yeah, very early
Thank
on.
Thank you. I was starting to freak out. Yeah. I'm like, what did I do? I must have been so over. Coming in a weak moment or something?
I was honored.
I gave you playoff tickets.
Yeah, it was fun. You really don't seem to remember that I was there, but it was a big moment.
Was I there too?
Yeah. Seth was there.
We took a picture with the astronaut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't JP there too?
No, that was
a separate game?
That was last year. We went a couple years ago with John.
I'll show you the picture.
We've known you that long?
Yeah.
Oh, we just met this kid.
He's been here for about 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, damn. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
So to sum it all up, John, you're saying that Mike Calta has bad ideas.
No. And
Sporkle sucks? What was up with that?
I realize you want to paint this. I love Mike Calta and everybody on that show. Uh-huh, yeah. I just think that their idea was just surprising to me. That's all.
Surprising?
Yes.
You don't think it's consistent with the Mike Calta super brand?
Yes. I think that's safe to say.
I think they're a versatile show that could really spread their wings, and they can go shooting at clay pigeons, or they can go painting with a twist.
Well, I will say, when I heard Spanish, you know, almost make it sound like that event was being catered towards the females that could potentially be winning, I guess I respect that aspect of it.
Because they are the ones spending probably hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
That's what it's all about.
It could be just me being selfish.
What, do you want to go to a local high school gym and watch some wrestling?
I mean, that would be my...
What a great night that would be for everybody. We're going to go to NXT. Everybody show up and see some minor league wrestlers. Oh, look, there's Jim the Steel Cage Smith.
The future is now.
Yeah, that'd be exciting for everyone.
Well, I mean, if Ty Dillinger Perfect 10 was there, it would be exciting. Huh? And everybody shouts 10 when he comes out. It's pretty cool.
How do they shout 10?
10! 10! 10! 10!
There's no countdown?
Stays at 10? It's just 10. And then when the ref is trying to count you out, instead of going 1, 2, everybody goes, 10! 10! And I'm going to stop.
See what you're missing?
Just so we're on the same page here, isn't there also a wrestler who goes, yes, yes, yes?
Yeah, that's Daniel Bryan. That's kind of a sore subject. He was hurt very badly. He can never wrestle again.
But my point is, there are one word chance that you get. There's a yes, there's a 10.
Dude, so it's seriously 10, 10, and I'm going to stop?
No, that's what you just said.
I just, the way you were staring at me, I always felt extremely uncomfortable.
Okay, I thought that was how it went.
Oh, no, they never stop the 10.
Man, that ends with a thud.
No, they never stop with the 10. It's really fun. Never mind.
Painting with a twist sounds awesome.
I'll let John be the wrestling guy. I don't have the stomach for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the White Witch herself, she's back. What's up, girl?
What's going on?
How's the White Witch?
I'm really good. I'm actually on my way to this interview right now for a halfway house that I'm going to.
So is it a job interview or is it an interview to live in the halfway house?
No, it's an interview to live at the halfway house.
That's, I appreciate you almost catching that F word.
I'm sorry.
It happens. You're about the only person we don't get furious at when this happens. So, okay, let me take you through the interview process. White Witch, how long has it been since you've been clean?
30 days. I just picked up my 30-day chip 2 nights ago, so it's been 32 days.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
32 days since you were shooting crack and heroin into your neck.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I'm putting it right out there. All right, and White Witch, if we allow you into this halfway house, we are very diverse in this house. We have many different races. Since you are a White Witch, do you think that you can get along with non-white people?
Of course. I'm not racist at all. I mean, I don't want to say this over the radio, but they come in all different colors. Whites, blacks, Mexicans, yellows, pinks, purples. It just depends on the person that you are and how you are. You know what I mean? Everybody is nice and everybody's an asshole, but there's some people that are just raunchy.
Some people are just what?
Raunchy?
Raunchy?
Yeah, Yeah.
Raunchy people. Okay. And here at Drew Garabo Live Halfway House, White Witch, just so you know, we have a once a week masturbation policy where you may only pleasure yourself once a week. We'll give you private time, 15 minutes allotable for that. Is that an acceptable, can you limit yourself to once a week?
Of course.
All right, just making sure. On average, how many times a week would you say that you do that?
Once a day.
Oh, very nice.
Hello.
Hey.
And would you say you do this with the assistance of battery operated toys, or do you do this with the hands that you were born with?
Sometimes the hands that I was born with. Sometimes the toys. Who knows? Maybe even a toothbrush once in a while.
Important to practice good hygiene down there.
Hygiene.
Okay. Toothpaste or nah?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Not the brush end, right?
I don't know.
The vibrating one.
Okay. So an electric toothbrush. All right. Because we could start a GoFundMe. We get you enough toys for a regular battery operated friend.
Please, can you start me one?
Sure. Oh, I mean, you've got some in your office, don't you, Drew?
That's true. Actually, I do have sex toys in my office that have been given to me through various porno endorsements that I had. I'd be more than happy to give them to you.
Are they clean? Have they never been used?
I'll answer the first part first. Yes.
Nope. I want brand new ones.
No, they've never been used.
They're clean enough.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like that the girl who used to shoot heroin and crack into her neck is worried about the sanitation of the sex toys.
She's clean now, Drew.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. She's.
I mean, come on. You got to be sanitary.
That's true.
So you can bring toys into a halfway house?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a halfway house. You're transitioning into the real world.
I see.
The weekends, my curfew is 1 o'clock.
Oh, so you're allowed to go out on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, as long as you're not drinking alcohol or using drugs, I mean, you could do anything, and anything will be fun. Just like it was a long time ago,
without drugs. Now, do you consider weed a drug, or is that just like a medicine?
Not at all.
So it's like a medicine, right? It's just like
I lived in Colorado for a good while.
Oh, all right. So it's just like a medicine, pretty much.
It is. And I mean, I have anxiety, and I have insomnia, and stuff like that, and anger issues, but that really calms me down.
What kind of things make you angry, sweetheart? You seem like such a nice, nice, delicate flower.
You just got to piss me off and push the right buttons.
I don't want to do that. Yes, John, a question for the White Witch.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how angry were you when Drew insinuated that your lunch invite was of a sexual nature?
You guys insinuated that. I said
on a scale of 1 to 10, I was probably about a 6 or 7. Ooh. I was actually pretty upset about that because my friend,
The F word. I gotta just.
I'm sorry.
Strike
good
two.
Thing if this is a good thing. This is a recording before the.
This is
the air.
This is not a. It's not a recording.
But you could still bleep it out.
I did. And final question for the application for the halfway house. When was the last time you used the N word?
About 3 weeks ago, I got really pissed off, and I called somebody
We know the N-word.
It's okay if you're pissed off.
Was the person black that you called it?
No.
They
were white.
But, were they flummoxed when you called them that?
I would be.
No.
Was there a hard R?
No, A.
Oh, well. Oh.
I don't really use the hard R word because that's really completely different than the slight A.
Oh, okay. Slight A. Wow. Okay. I forgot if we asked you this or not. Do you have a job?
No, I do not, but I am going to apply for a job over here. I mean, it's Subway. It'd be a sandwich artist, but
you can do better than that.
For right now, until I'm in school and stuff, Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that you would ever be able to come down to the radio station and maybe we could find you a job while you're in the studio with us?
I would absolutely love that.
Me too. I would like to meet you.
What city are you in?
I'm in Sarasota.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could have John go and pick her up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Me and her riding back alone. Not worry about that.
Would,
oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, and for the people out there who don't think she's attractive, is she not breathtakingly attractive?
Oh, thank you so much.
True. I call them as the same. There's a Facebook photo of you in booty shorts. I don't know if you're aware or not, but
yeah, there is. Yeah. There's a picture of me with my ass cheeks spread between the pole.
It's a true story. Yeah. There's one. Not that I photo stalked you or anything, but there is one where you are at a pool and you are wearing nothing at all and you're facing away from the camera. A very artistic nude shot.
Yes. Yes. I have ones where they are not supposed to be on Facebook of my own viewing.
That's maybe your next job.
10 times better.
Well, good.
Honestly, I would love to do something in that nature. That has been my dream since, honestly, I was like 14, 15.
Dare to have a dream, and that dream is to nude model.
Yes. I told my father a long time ago that I wanted to be a Playboy.
And what did your dad say?
He kind of didn't know what to say.
Yeah, would have me tongue-tied as well.
Daughter telling him that she wants the nude model for Playboy.
It's a bitter pill to swallow.
I tell you what, I've been looking for... Everybody wants us to have a live show because we had one a couple of years ago, and it's a lot to put together. We're going to have one in May to raise money for Apple a Day for kids battling cancer. I've been looking for something...
I would love that.
I've been looking for someone to build it around, and if we could get you to the studio that day, I think that I could start building a live show around you if you'd be able to join us at some time in May.
I would love that. Okay. I would love that, honestly. And it's for kids, right?
Yeah,
kids with cancer.
Yeah, we could throw like a seance angle in there.
Yes, I would absolutely love that, honestly. I mean, I can't have kids, so anything that I can do to help kids and do something for kids, I would be more than happy to.
No witchcraft around the kids.
No, not at all.
Did we see if she could do a spell on us last time we had her on the phone, or did we forget to do that?
I don't know. Did you want to try to cast a spell on anybody?
A good spell.
I'm okay. I don't want to cast any spells. I actually did a ritual last night with the moon being full.
What kind of ritual?
So, just a protection ritual.
You kill a chicken?
No. That's black magic right there.
Yeah, she's a white. Remember, she's a white witch. No black magic for the white witch.
I was testing her.
A protection, like protection from evil spirits, protection from pregnancy, protection from drugs.
From evil spirits, from evil energy, negative energy, anything that would come my way to harm me.
I am certainly not here to harm you. That is for sure. I'm here to uplift.
That.
Good. I hope you know that. That's important to me. All right. Well, look, we will we'll try to see if we can get you into our live show.
Oh, we will. I mean, we'll get her down here at some point. Do we have her phone number?
I think so. John, do you have her number still?
Put her on hold, and I'll make sure I have it.
I sure will,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, put me on hold, and I'll tell you my phone number. I actually just got here to the halfway house as well. So.
Well, you go kill that interview, White Witch. We love you.
All right. I love you guys, too.
All right. Bye-bye.